Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Funny Games Daily for November 8th, 2023. That fucking was a gunshot of smoke.
That scared the shit out of me.
That's how I put a seal over that smoke.
It's leaking now.
Barrett, hit it again.
No.
Hey, let me see what happens. Hit that smoke machine again. Let me see what's going to happen.
Especially if, bless us, it's leaking. Barrett. We're not going to.
Well, no, now it did leaking. Puff. Yeah. You know what I mean? It did a little bit again. Hit it, Barrett. Kevin. Kevin's in the room now. Kevin, don't be a coward. You hit that smoke machine. Let's see what fucking happens.
He really wants you to hit the smoke machine.
Let's ride the lightning. The smoke machine's becoming sentient. God. 3, 2, 1.
Is it happening? I don't know what's happening.
Kevin's doing something over there.
Oh, man. Is it broken?
He's clicking. I see him on the...
It has like a snap to it.
Yeah. It sounds like it's punching through paper. I'm not against it.
Oh, okay. Did you see that? It looked like it was like a spark or something.
Do it again.
No, we're not doing it again.
No.
Okay, it didn't do it that time.
You thought there was a spark?
That third time, it was like
from the electrical area or from the...
No, just from the smoke. Like, I don't know. I don't think it was an actual spark.
It was just catching the light, you think?
Yeah, maybe it was catching the
one
light.
One more time, Kev. What
it
do we
just
got
looked
to
kind
lose?
Of scary.
Oh, Kev can't hear me. He's already gone. Kev can't hear here.
Oh, man, that's really scary.
Thank you. Shout out to Assassin RN who yells egg. WolfFox10JC who yells egg. Those are the real ones, Bless. They understand.
I mean, they get it. The kind of funny lore.
I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller.
Don't aim that thing at me.
I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller.
Kevin turns it, and for a second it starts to come my direction. I'm like, oh, listen. That's the same as if you aim like a loaded gun at somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if the safety's on, so I just got to like fight or flight.
I had a plumber come over because the shower, not faucet, but the shower controls are leaking water, which isn't a good
shower
sign.
Shower controls?
Yeah.
Is that not the knob? Oh, I see. Huh? Yeah.
We think it might be a corroded valve in there or whatever. They're opening up the wall to go in and check on it. Because it was either going to be that or the cartridge, but who knows how old, this Bay Area house, what the hell, this whole thing. So they're going in for that. But, like, he was like, oh, man, like, you know, he was a good plumber or is a good plumber so far. I guess the job's not done. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But he's in there talking to me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I mean? I'm like, I Googled, cartridges. I was like, that's not a Home Depot project I need on my life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm like, you could, you know, pop the handle off. There's the like hex screw under the, okay. And he went and did that. And then he started like, oh, he's like, oh man. And like the handle itself is corroded onto the thing. Mm-hmm. And so he gave it like a tug and he started, he's like, I am no longer comfortable removing this hammer.
Oh my God.
He's like, this is a valve issue and we're not going to do it. And he's like trying to put the screw back in, and it was giving trouble. I'm like, you can just leave it off, right? You're coming back tomorrow, which is today, to like, you know, do stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, but if something does go wrong and this thing shoots off, I want to stop it. And I was like, I'm a dad now, right? So it's all these things of like imagining coming home from work and the whole house is flooded. Yeah. I'm like, coming back from work, I'm bathing Ben. Imagine that thing shoots and ping pongs him in the head. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, ah, fuck.
Literally, I was out with friends last night and a friend told that exact story of like, they come home. Yeah, they come home at like 3 a.m. to their apartment and they want to take a shower and then the handle shoots off and misses them and hits the wall leaves a dent in the wall and they're like, oh shit. Water. But then like from there it's just water.
Yeah.
Right. And because they're in an apartment and it's 3 a.m. they can't get a hold of their landlord. Yeah. And so like for hours just they're trying to figure out like how to like, you know, cover it while also trying to make sure the thing doesn't flood, while also trying to figure out how to not like, you know,
fucking
jack up the water
shit,
bill,
dude.
And all that stuff. Terrifying.
Terrifying. How you doing, Bless? Okay.
I'm doing all right.
This is Blessing Eddie Jr.
That's me.
We got cut off in the middle because you were afraid of getting shot in the head with smoke.
I took a risk today and I didn't wear like a sweatshirt. Because I was thinking, like, okay.
Well, you're rocking this shirt that you stole.
I stole this Hot Boys shirt because Hot Boys is one of the best, if not the best, chicken sandwich spot in the Bay Area, if not the world. But I came in, it was kind of cold. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit cold right now.
Do you want my sweatshirt? I'm not.
That's fine.
Okay, because it's that thing where I wanted to be cozy today. I did the whole, do I want the shirt? And I was like, you know what? I need to be cozy today. I'm sweatshirting it up.
Yeah.
And I'm good right now. But if you ever need, I can go without if you need it.
But I'll be swimming in it. Is
yeah, I know, yeah, I know. I know. It'd be kind of cute though,
on a
right?
Day, yeah, but like on a day, yeah, I'll look like somebody's girlfriend.
I was going to say, you're like doing that thing where you're like rubbing your nose. Yeah. But it's like hanging all out.
God. But yeah.
Not to mention, again, like you, I set you up to kind of tell the story. And instead you're like, yeah, I stole this shirt because of the best chicken sandwich. Like, you talk about who you stole this shirt from.
No, I stole it. So like, I mean, I've mentioned this on content, I guess. What? And Kind of Funny Next Gen podcast is on Patreon if you want to listen to the full story. But over the weekend, I married my friends. I was the officiant to their ceremony. You were there. Tim was there. It was a very fun time. But like a part of my wedding script was focused on Hot Boys, which is the chicken sandwich spot that they introduced me to. It's the best chicken sandwich I ever had in my life. And I kind of centered the whole ceremony around it, right? Kind of looping it back of saying like, yo, special thing about this Hot Boy spot is that their spice levels are out of this world, right? If you order a medium chicken sandwich, really, like, you're getting a spicy, right? If you go on the website and you look at spicy, it says extreme, and then they have an option that is like the painful option that you have to hit a checkbox for to give consent that, hey, I do want to eat the sandwich. But yeah, they love Hot Boys. They even had Hot Boys at the end of the reception as like a late night snack. They helped curate, is that the right word?
Cater.
They helped cater it. And yeah, like, it's a big thing for us. But after the ceremony, I'm like back at their hotel. It's like a group of us, we're drunk and hanging out, and I'm sitting there with my outfit. And if you see my outfit, right, I wore a suit, and then under the suit I'm shirtless, and I'm just sitting there shirtless, tired, and I'm like, I turn to Yusuf, I'm like, I can use a shirt right now. And he's like, well, I mean, we have this Hot Boy shirt. I'm like, yeah, I'll rock that one. And I just kept it.
Yeah. It looks good on you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah,
no
Hot
problem.
Boys Oakland, multiple East Bay, or the East Bay locations, check it out.
Barrett, real quick, are you on mic?
Yeah, what up?
How did it feel when Blessing was like, I officiated my friend's wedding? You were there. Tim was there. It was a good time. No mention of Barrett.
My wife was a bridesmaid. We hung out a lot that weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You were there when I got the shirt.
I don't remember you getting the shirt. I'm going to be honest. At that point, I was blackout. Apparently, I danced shirtless at one point around that time, too. So
you did. It was great. Yeah. I almost joined you, but I was a little cold.
Mention of me.
Yeah.
In Barrett the front row of the ceremony.
You hate to see it.
I mean, when you're up there, because the training for public speaking says to look like right above people's foreheads. And so I couldn't see you in the front row. I'm sorry.
You and I haven't, I don't think. Or did we do Game Stealing on Monday? No, I did it with someone, Eka. Celebrity. Eka, right. That's it. So I haven't done a show with you. Hey, celebrity me. You killed it. You were a great officiant.
Thank you.
And it, like, it, you know, I think everybody knows Bless, obviously, through the lens of the camera or whatever. And you have him on Games Daily reading. And then, of course, you know, the Blessing show, you bring a different energy. This was like, you were above even where you were on the Disney thing. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
Like, you were very animated. I liked that. You were hitting words. You were doing, like, it was entertaining to watch the entire way through.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. No problem. Like, it's funny because I was telling this to Barrett, the fact that I feel like I was pulling from, like, my different selves. It was almost like, you've probably not seen the Avatar cartoon, but like there's a moment, spoilers, toward the end of the Avatar cartoon where he looks at all his past like ancestors and they all kind of look toward him, and he's like gathering the knowledge of all his past
selves.
That's cool. And I felt like I was kind of doing that, where I was kind of pulling from the Disney Marvel showcase and also from like doing the Blessing show. But also, you know, back in the day, I like, my dad's a pastor and I've done stuff with the church as a kid growing up, right? So I pulled from that, and then also like spoken word poetry as well. So I was kind of like looking at all my past selves and going, all right, what are the skills that I know that I can, like, you know, try to pull together to make sure that the ceremony is as good as possible? Because that's the other thing, is that with Disney Marvel Showcase, like, well, if I mess up, whatever, I'm disappointing Mickey Mouse, who cares? If I don't want to mess up my friend's wedding.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make
sure
that
you get one shot. There's no other take.
I only get one shot. Yeah, I can't retake this.
I forget what words you couldn't say in the Disney Marvel Showcase, but, like, you don't get that chance here yet.
Exactly. And so I wanted to make sure that I nailed it. So I practiced more for the wedding than I would for anything, any other kind of piece of content that I would do.
It showed. It was great. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Even though you said you're currently employed at Kinda Funny.
Yeah, because I've worked other places in the past.
Nobody cares about that.
And also, I can't read the future.
You didn't even.
I don't know where I'm going to be in 4 months.
I met them because of Kinda Funny, the place I'm currently employed. And I was like, I almost did a what?
And also, like, not everybody there knows what Kinda Funny is. And also, I got to get context.
That didn't help them understand what Kinda Funny was. You know what I mean? Kinda Funny,
the place I currently work
Kinda Funny, that makes my dreams come true.
Yeah.
Kinda Funny, the place I'll never leave because it's the greatest job I've ever had.
But I will say, you find it weird that that was your first note you gave Blessing the night that you saw him, not like, hey, you nailed it or whatever. You're like, currently employed.
I thought that was funny. Then I told him the good stuff. And then I did it here on camera. Bless knows he's great.
Also, really quick, continuing on the shade, y'all took a picture together, but you didn't want to grab me for a Kinda Funny picture?
Oh, fuck, you were there.
He was there.
Fuck. I thought he was just there at the hotel thing. I didn't realize he was at the wedding,
too. Yeah, he was at the wedding.
Oh, man.
I forget, too.
That sucks.
Maybe next time.
Because Imran was there. We thought about grabbing him. Like, you know, he was like, oh, I wouldn't want to take the spotlight away from somebody who works at Kind of Funny. That sucks.
Yeah.
It's all these Imran little things that make me feel slighted. I'll remember them.
You were too busy, all right? Listen, you were a busy bee. You were running around happy.
Drinking.
You weren't drinking with me, though, so that's on you. You know what I mean?
Barrett
take
also
a fucking photo with Michael Hyam, all right?
Barrett also currently works at Kind of Funny, you know? Who knows what the future holds for us, Barrett?
I'll tell you what the future holds. The fact that Grand Theft Auto 6 is happening. The fact that a Legend of Zelda movie is happening. And so much more. We'll cover all this because this is Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every week down a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show for free over at kindoffunny.com/KFGD. You can write in with your questions, comments, commentary on the day's news. And of course, you could also squad up with fellow best friends who want to play games together. If that's not enough for you, it shouldn't be, because that's just writing into a show. You should watch it while we record it live. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up, so we can set the record straight for everybody listening later on podcast services around the globe. Please leave a rating, like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, ring the bell, do the Spotify ratings. It always warms my heart to go in there and see us on the iTunes podcast charts, killing it. Of course, we're also over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, where you should like, subscribe, share, watch all our stuff over there as well, so you can see all the visual gags we do. Haha. If that's not enough for you and you say, you guys are great, I'd really like to support it so that people can be working at Kind of Funny currently a long time, you should go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, of course, you can get each and every episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily ad-free. You can watch us record the podcast as we record them, like you could this afternoon with the live recording of the X-Cast, where it's Snowbike Mike, Paris Lily, and the busiest lady in the business, Andrea Renee.
Whoa.
I think they were originally going to talk about Bungie stuff, which they still will, but I think now they're going to talk about what they want in GTA 6.
Oh.
Of course, you could also get all the other shows on demand ad-free as a video or an MP3. You could get the daily vlog series Greg Way. You could get the Next Gen podcast. You could get the king of the feudy show, Kind of Feudy, where we go out there and do a little bit of guessing, have a little bit of fun. Maybe some people say stupid stuff all the time. It doesn't matter. It's all on patreon.com/kindoffunny, and we couldn't do it without your support there. Of course, beyond that, if you want to do something, thank you, for free to support us, use the creator code kindoffunny when you're checking out in the Epic Game Store, Fortnite, Rocket League, or anywhere else. I used it myself. I turned on and downloaded Rocket League yesterday.
Oh,
and of course,
for cars?
I went in there to get Lightning McQueen to show off to Ben, I used the kindoffunny code, and I was like, I'm doing it. I'm doing my part.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. Housekeeping for you, a new Kind of Funny Games cast is up right now, and it's our Super Mario RPG remake preview. That's right, Tim has been playing it. Tim can talk about it. You go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames to hear all about that and the other games we've been playing. But it's really that Mario RPG that's going to bring you through the front door and the my quest to defeat Janet. We have two special presentations for you on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames as well. Barrett has ranked every Persona game in the franchise, and yesterday I put up my plan for WWE 2K as a live service. It started really, it's one of the fun ones, mm-hmm. where I put it out and our audience who watched it was like, oh, this is a good argument. I don't play what I like. Oh, I do play these. Oh, I play sports games like this. But now it's broken through. And so now my mentions are just people. No, you idiot. No, fatso. Oh. This is terrible. What are you doing?
Hell
that's
yeah.
on my Twitter more than the comments. But it's great to see people finding it in the WWE community. You can check both those special presentations out at youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Remember, they only happen because of your support on patreon.com/kindoffunny. And remember, so many of you only listen to us, like our normal podcasts, as an MP3. Or you watch the show you're used to. Meaning that when we put up the one-off YouTube videos, they struggle. So go over there and watch it. We put a lot of work into both those. We paid editors to do it. It's great. If you didn't...
What's that?
I don't know. I was trying to find the next word because I did
that. When you saw Ghost, like, it looked like in House of Usher. When Roderick sees one of the kids.
Portillo comes in covered in blood. I'm like, no!
What'd you see?
Out damn spot.
Starts yelling at me for no reason.
No, I was looking for a transition to tell you, of course. After this show, we're not doing a post show. We're doing a Ghostbusters reaction. I'm watching the trailer for the first time. It has been a nightmare not to be on social media this morning. And then, of course, MCU in review is back this week. We are ranking and
reviewing The Marvels. You can watch it on Thursdays, record at patreon.com/kindoffunny, and Friday everywhere. Over on Patreon right now, there is a new Kind of Feudy Up where Blessing asks the crew to name a famous video game sword. And I'll tell you, our Patreon producers, Jackson Hampton and Delaney Twiney, have already watched it. Thank you to our sponsors, Shady, Raise, and Rocket Money. We'll tell you more about them later in the show. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. Six items on the Roper Report.
A Baker's Dozen.
GTA 6.
So strong.
It's just, it's ready. It's like, oh, we, you know, some days we get the weak ones. Oh, it knocked some confetti down too.
See, yeah,
it re-angled, like hitting the it re-angled and got the confetti.
Like, I'm scared it's gonna hit the light and the lights are gonna come
down.
It's
not that powerful, probably.
I mean, it's
that,
getting
that
there.
One light did look like it was swaying though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Can't be right. Don't worry about it. Number one, GTA 6 is happening. We read from a press release from Rockstar Games.
What you got in there?
Just I know, water.
Are you sure? That didn't seem like water.
Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. Next month marks the 25th anniversary of Rockstar Games. Thanks to the incredible support of our players worldwide, we've had the opportunity to create games we are truly passionate about. Without you, none of this would be possible. We are so grateful to all of you for sharing this journey with us. In 1998, Rockstar Games was founded on the idea that video games could come to be as essential to culture as any other form of entertainment. And we hope that we have created games you love in our efforts to be part of that evolution. We are very excited to let you know that in early December, we will release the first trailer for the next Grand Theft Auto. We look forward to many more years of sharing these experiences with all of you. Thank you, Sam Hauser. Of course, he's the Hauser brothers, but Dan Hauser has left since, Red Dead into GTA.
It was just Sam.
Whatever this will be.
So, where were you when this first started breaking? Because, of course, last night this started off as a Jason Schreier report.
Yeah.
Of him saying that as early as this week, Rockstar is going to announce GTA, and then next month we're going to see the trailer actually drop for it. I was in an Uber on the way to a restaurant, because it's restaurant week in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so I was on the way to hang out with some friends, and I see it like as the Uber is arriving, and I'm like, "Oh snap!" Right? And I get to the table where my friends are at, and like, you know, it's me, it's my friend Asia. Asia introduces me to some of her friends, and she's like, "Hey, talk to this dude because he's into video games." And immediately, I'm like, "Hey, you see this GTA 6 stuff?" And he's like, "No." And I'm like, "Oh, dude, GTA 6 is happening!" And it felt like such a cool, like, it feels like such a big thing.
Yeah,
it feels like such a monumental moment of, "Oh, it's finally here!" It's been a decade.
Yeah.
Where were you? What was your story?
This did not feel monumental at all to
no?
me. I saw the Slack. I think I was at a bar restaurant with Tim Jen. I don't think Gia had arrived yet. I was having maybe my second martini before seeing the Marvels. Mm-hmm. And I saw it and I was like, oh, cool. And I made a comment on there. Oh, because Mike pitched the XCast headline. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, but it's like, at this point, I feel like it will feel like, holy shit, it's happening when we are waiting to watch the trailer. Mm-hmm. That's for me when it will. It's going to be a big deal. And I want to get the question in pretty quick because I think that's the most interesting part of it in terms of it. But we've known GTA 6 is happening. The question has been when. The question is how. What will they do? Will it be a random drop? Da, 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 da. To sit here now and be like, all right, cool. In early December, we're getting this trailer. It immediately snaps me back to GTA 5. Mm-hmm. And when we are at IGN and, you know, Rockstar, very proud to be a New York company, right? And it was like this press release came out at 5 a.m. today, our time. Mm-hmm. And it was something similar, I forget, for when GTA 5 was doing their debut trailer and showing all that stuff. But I remember we were in the IGN office earlier than ever, and we were doing, which sounds so quaint since everything we do is a live reacts. We were doing a live reacts, which IGN historically didn't do at the time. Mm-hmm. So like we were all piled in the studio, we were all waiting. And then it finally, like I remember that hype for GTA 5 and that trailer and getting ready there. And so the announcement of an upcoming announcement doesn't get me there. And I think if there hadn't already been, I feel like, credible rumors so far.
Yeah,
like,
and oh, also big leaks.
Exactly. We're close. We're getting there. We saw the leak. Like, if it was out of the blue, it would be a different thing. But of course, in 2023, mm-hmm. Nothing's out of the blue. Everything gets leaked.
So before we even talk about the question, which is going to talk about like Game Awards and announcement, all that stuff, how much of this being dropped the way it is, do you think is due to Jason Schreier? Like, do you think they saw the Jason Schreier report and they're like, all right, cool, release the press release?
I don't. I think that this was already planned, and I think that this plan is what got tipped to Jason. Would be my guess. Who knows? Maybe Jason knows. But my guess would be that when they got to this point where, all right, doing it 5 a.m. tomorrow, however that, whoever and however that trickled out to somebody else, they then told Jason, who then, it just seems, I understand the thought of, well, maybe they rushed it, but like,
yeah,
this is exactly what I would think Rockstar would do anyway. And then you can jump through the hoops of like, I don't think Jason's report stole thunder from this announcement.
No.
And I also then think then like, but amount of like probably rewrites and notes and all that, like, you know, noting to death this went through from both legal, the Sam Houser, I was gonna say the Houser brothers, that's gonna be take a while to get over. Sam Houser, you know, PR, like there have been a million people who have their hands on this.
But I think part of why the Jason thing didn't steal thunder is because they did this so fast.
Yeah.
Right? Like if it was a week of us waiting and us doing the thing where, you know, every KHD
station.
Yeah, speculation station, every KHD up until 10 a.m. we're refreshing Twitter to see like, did they drop it? Did they drop it? No? Okay, cool. Let's stick with the other headline type thing, right? Yeah. Like I feel like then it would have been the thing of, all right, cool. You announced it. We knew this was going to happen. I think the fact that they turned it around so fast, not that like, again, this may have already been planned this way.
I think the bullet was in the chamber, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I think in the chance that they turn it around, right? Like, I think that works in their favor of, hey, the news is out. Let's own it. Like, let's make this a Rockstar announcement as opposed to a Jason Schreier announcement. And if that's the case, right? Like, kudos to Jason. Like, Jason, for forever now, it feels like, right? He's been a revered investigative journalist. Like, he's been the one to break so many stories, right? Like he's at the top. He's been at the top of his game, right? Like we look toward him as a, okay, what's the big news? Jason Schreier is gonna break it. To be able to break Grand Theft Auto, like that's, I don't want to say a white whale because like I'm sure there are bigger, more important things than all this game exists that we all know exists anyway. But it's up there. Like it's a big thing to break
for sure. So before we get to the question, which is Game Awards related, what I find interesting about it is that. Everybody's saying, oh, GTA 6, GTA 6, GTA 6, and this doesn't call it that, right? The release trailer for the next Grand Theft Auto. Do you think it's GTA 6, or do you think it's going to be Grand Theft Auto: Vice City again? Do you think, I mean, like, where, what is your right now?
I would think 1,000% GTA 6.
Yeah.
You know, I think that number means something, especially GTA 5 being so long ago, you know, like, I think even if it's called GTA colon something, it'll be treated as GTA 6.
Do you think it'll be GTA 6 colon?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, well, from rumors and leaks and stuff, it seems like for sure it's going to be Vice City.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I think that works the branding of if you wanted to do Grand Theft Auto, Vice City and the VI are capitalized emphasized. I think that's a fun way to do it. But also that gets into the thing of, all right, is that messy branding? Are we then typing out Grand Theft Auto capital V-I-C-E.
No.
C-E's,
it's like when the Infamous wanted to be lowercase I, lowercase N, Famous all caps. Like, no, we aren't doing that shit.
Like, I feel like that stuff is so annoying to do for, like, articles and content creators. And, like, for them, right? Like, that's, like, it's... Just call it GTA 6.
Even for that.
Because GTA... Even in the branding of GTA, you know, V-I colon Vice City, I feel like even that gets messy.
Sure.
And so I would say just call it GTA 6.
Well, I think the big question outside of what do you want from GTA 6, which will be answered over on the Kind of Funny XCast, you can write in to be part of that show at kindoffunny.com/XCast. Co-op64 writes in to kindoffunny.com/KFGD, just like you can, and says, good morning, Greg and Bless. Actually, it's a great but curious morning as we have the announcement of a trailer for GTA 6 coming in early December. The speculation has begun to circle around the internet that early December is also the time of the Game Awards. My question is, would you want that for the Game Awards? Obviously, the biggest get possible for Jeff and the team, but does it overshadow the rest of the game announcements and awards? Thank you for what you do, Co-op 64. So before you even answer that, Blessing, is this a Game Awards trailer?
I don't think so, but I don't think the chance is zero. I think Jeff, with all his might, at this very moment, is doing all he can to email Rockstar, get them on the phone, and like, try to pitch them on everything, right? Like, I think his pitch is going to be, hey, we will make the whole Game Awards about you. We will make this about 25 years of Rockstar. We will give you interstitials and like commercials celebrating every Rockstar game. Like, we will make you the star of the show if you debut this at the end of the Game Awards. I think that's what Jeff's trying to do. I don't know if Rockstar wants to do that. You know, Rob, we talk about how Rockstar are literally rock stars in the way that they want to treat themselves and treat their games. And so I think they'll want to own the messaging. I think they'll want to treat it like they've done GTA 5 and Red Dead and have it be, hey, we're dropping this on Twitter, on our own YouTube channel. You know, we're linking to our website, and that's it, because we don't really need the Game Awards. But I think Jeff's going to try and get that pitch. And I think it'd be exciting for him to get it, you know. And to the part of the question talking about, you know, does this overshadow the rest of the games and announcements? Yes, but I also don't think that does them a disservice. My argument for the PlayStation Showcase and how earlier there were rumors / speculation of, oh, what if you get GTA 6 announced at a PlayStation Showcase?
Yeah.
I think that's where that happens. If a GTA 6 is announced at a PlayStation Showcase, then I think you start to overshadow the PlayStation Studios exclusives in a way that PlayStation might not like.
Yeah.
Because PlayStation would want a Wolverine or whatever PlayStation game to be the star of the show. If you come through and announce GTA 6, that overshadows everything. Whereas Jeff doesn't care. Like, Jeff is like, no, like, the bigger the game, the better. And also, to the other games that are there, you're uplifting everything. Everybody's sure. Tuning in for GTA, which means that more people are going to get their eyes on whatever games show up at the Game Awards. And so I think it's a net positive for everybody.
Sure. I will say beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is not a Game Awards. The conversation you're talking about, we'll do it basically, like, that conversation already happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee that Jeff has had that conversation with Rockstar. This didn't catch him by surprise. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd already talked to Rockstar and they were like, had said even that they were going to do this and yada, yada, yada. I think that my whole thing of this not happening Game Awards is because Jeff is in the Game Awards team. We shouldn't just put it on Jeff, but the team and the Game Awards and Jeff in general, right, are so great at timed handshakes, nods. This is the thing. Like, if this was going to be a Game Awards, Jeff would have quote tweeted it and done eyes. He would have said, be ready for Game Awards. There would have been a graphic for it. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go to Jeff's Twitter right now, he retweeted the news, right? And then his follow up is just not even in a thread. His next tweet is, busy day today for the Game Awards team, preparing for the nomination announcement on Monday. Which games are you hoping to see up for the game of the year? Like, there would have been more shenanigans, winks, elbows, if this was going to be a Game Awards thing. And I do think if it was going to be a Game Awards thing, we would also have a press release from the Game Awards right now saying Grand Theft Auto, the next Grand Theft Auto trailer debuts at the Game Awards.
But, like, what if they don't want to say that yet? Like, what if that is a thing from Rockstar where, to the nods and all that stuff, I agree. But I think Rockstar is the company to go, actually, no, like, we want to keep this under wraps. We want to make sure that every single step of the way we communicate this is careful. And that means that, hey, Game Awards, even though we want to announce it at your thing, you're not talking about that. Like, we're going to lead this conversation.
My thought there is that you want, they're eventually, they say, I don't think the GTA 6 trailer is going to drop out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're going to do this sometime in early December. I bet days before you will get a tweet from Rockstar that's like, the future's now. Grand Theft Auto 6, you know, is going to be da 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 here, because they're going to want all the eyes on it, like they did with GTA 5, when they proved they didn't need a partner. They can make an event, let alone make the world's biggest game and have it go on for many generations, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to, if you're Jeff or whatever, like, this is a monster either way. Like, you have to confirm it so that, like, imagine if everybody's like, okay, clearly we haven't heard from Rockstar, we haven't heard from Game Awards, and the Game Awards are tonight. Like, every time, and here's a world premiere, it's going to go dark, and the chat will immediately be, as soon as it's not Rockstar, as soon as it's not GTA, the chat's going to be so pissed off, and that's all they're going to talk about. Like, this is, I think, if this blows back on them if they try to do this. Mm. I do think it's too big of an announcement to have in Game Awards, because I think if it was going to be, hey, we're doing this, like, I don't understand the chess that's being played right now, and hopefully when we do know where it is, and maybe I'm wrong, and it is Game Awards, and they say next week it's Game Awards, or what, like, what, it'll make more sense. But it's this idea of, like, I would have, if I'm Rockstar and I'm Jeff and we're like, yep, we're gonna do this, I would be like, I would, as Jeff, beg them, please don't say anything ahead of time, because imagine the pop of not the it, the screen. We have one last thing for you. Dark, yeah. Rockstar logo, it would have been insane, right?
Yeah.
But now you've poisoned the well, where every fucking trailer that pops, everybody's gonna think it's GTA and then be disappointed when it's not GTA.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing with that is that I think if it's any other game, then yes. I think with Grand Theft Auto, I think you have, even doing the thing of, hey, like, don't announce it ahead of time. Like, Jeff in a million years would not have that power over Rockstar.
Oh, of course.
Right? Like, Rockstar is gonna do what they're gonna do. And of I think course. They could come through, like, a week before Game Awards and go, hey, you know, this is going to debut here. Now, I'm with you that I'm 95% on the side of they're not going to do this at Game Awards. Like, I think this is going to be their own thing. I think they are
back to Rockstar being Rockstar.
Yeah, I think it's back to Rockstar being Rockstar. I don't think this is going to appear there. But I also think, you know, they're talking about early December.
Yep.
Game Awards is early December.
December 7th.
Like, How does that time out? Does Rockstar, now the question for you, right? Does Rockstar care that the Game Awards is happening? Does Rockstar end up announcing the Friday after Game, because Game Awards is on a Thursday, right?
Yeah.
If Rockstar's plan was that Friday anyway, do they move it because of Game Awards, or do they just say, fuck it, we're Rockstar, we're going to drop this anyway?
It is so fascinating. And again, I hope this is all a moot point. I hope that in 2 weeks, we have a date, we have an announcement, we know what it is. Everybody can temper expectations and get excited for one thing, It is such an interesting time frame to announce, because yes, it means Game Awards. And now, yes, it means, if I'm Jeff and I did get caught off guard by this, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, why are you personally attacking me? And even if not attacking me, overshadowing the show. Because to your point, it could drop the Monday before Game Awards. The Game Awards chat will only be talking. I think there'll be any GTA 6 here. Do you think they're going to do a demo? And maybe that could be an actual answer, where it is, hey, it's the trailer on Tuesday of Game Awards week, and guess what? As soon as it ends, they put up at the end, see gameplay for the first time at Game Awards, right? Yeah. Like, I could see that kind of thing, and I would think that would work, because you get it out of everybody in the beginning of like, holy shit, what is it going to be? Okay, you know, then it's every site, including us, picking it apart, freeze framing, talking about it, da da da, and then you get to see it there in a cool way. But like, otherwise, if it is just they're doing it in early December, that's all they say, Game Awards is out on its own, like, what a dick move.
Yeah.
Like for every game that's getting announced, every award that's giving away, it'll just be anarchy.
Yeah, like GTA is going to be the talk of the town come early December, and depending on how they decide to do it, right, like, you have the power to fuck up Jeff's whole thing.
Yeah.
I go back to when Red Dead Redemption 2 started doing their thing, and I believe they led off with, like, a poster with like seven shadows, in the amount of speculation and the amount of like think pieces and breakdowns and analysis on YouTube and all that stuff of, oh, I think you're going to play as seven different people. Yeah, oh, I think it's going to be this. Oh, I think it's going to be that. That dominated. Like, that was a huge thing. And that was Red Dead Redemption, right? And Red Dead Redemption big, obviously, but GTA is another level. It's the biggest, right? Like, it's one of the highest profiting, I think highest profiting, like, entertainment properties. At least when we're talking about GTA 5, right? That is a singular release. GTA 6 or GTA 5 has only had 10 years to sell more, gain, or somehow become more popular, right? Like, there was year after year where I would listen to podcasts and they'd do the NPD breakdown, and it is, oh yeah, GTA 5 still in the top 10.
Still in the top 10. Still,
yeah, like, yeah, everybody knows and is excited for GTA, right? And like, yeah. I think, yeah, like, if GTA 6 comes out, or is announced, or has a trailer drop anywhere on that week, and even the week after, like, that is tough, right? Like, as Game Awards, what game are you going to announce that's like not going to get super overshadowed by that?
Yeah,
you know, like, you could have a trailer for Wolverine there,
yeah,
and it's like, cool, yeah, Wolverine's exciting, and then 2 days later, GTA happens, and that's all we're talking about on the timeline.
It's fucked up.
It's wild.
It's gonna be exciting. I'm excited to see what happens, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see. When do you think it comes out? When do you think we're playing GTA 6?
Next year. I think next fall.
Next fall?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I really hope so. It's been...
I think that'll be the plan. I don't know if it'll be the public plan, and then it's always the fear of it slipping.
Yeah. I think they announced it for 2024. I think it was by that time, it'll be 6 years since Red Dead Redemption 2. That's a long time to develop a game. And also, it's been already 10 years since GTA 5. Like, jeez. We're there. Have you seen the trend of like a picture of yourself when GTA 5 came out, a picture of yourself now?
No.
Like, oh, everybody's doing it on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put up one of myself of me, and it was a baby picture, and then me right now. And like, the amount of people that aren't catching that, like, it's a joke that I wasn't a baby when GTA 5 comes out. But that's how long it feels like it's been.
Barrett Courtney just tweets, how y'all always got photos 10 years ago ready to go and shit? It's an iPhone, Barrett. You have all your photos.
From 10 years ago?
Yeah.
I think the furthest my photos go back is maybe 5.
What do you do with it? What happened to the photos before then?
I don't fucking know.
I will say the reason why I posted the baby photo is that I went on Facebook and tried to find pictures for me from 10 years ago, and I just started, like, hurting inside. It was all the cringe.
Painful.
I was like, I can't keep sifting through this stuff, man.
I have 70,000 photos on my phone.
Jesus
Christ.
How much memory do you have?
A lot. You know,
Is that cloud?
No, I don't do cloud.
They make
shit.
That much cloud storage?
I don't want that cloud shit. I don't want that. You know what I mean? That's how they get
hacked. That's
you.
That's how
nobody's getting my one nude. All right,
exactly.
Except Nick. I'll give Nick the nude for free. But as soon as I bought the first iPhone, man, that was it. I don't worry about it at all. They're all there, ready to go. I digress. Number two on the Roper Report. The Zelda movie is happening. This is Andrew Webster at The Verge. Andrew writes, Nintendo's foray into movies isn't stopping anytime soon. The company has confirmed that it's working on a live-action adaptation of The Legend of Zelda. The movie will be directed by Wes Ball, best known for the Maze Runner trilogy and the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Zelda creator Shigeru Miyamoto will serve as producer, much as he did for this year's animated Super Mario Brothers movie. He'll be producing alongside Avi Arad. Quote, this is Miyamoto. I have been working on the live-action film of The Legend of Zelda for many years now with Avi Arad-san, who has produced many mega-hit films, Miyamoto said in a statement posted to Twitter, formerly Twitter. We might be waiting a while for the movie, however. Miyamoto said, quote, it will take time until its completion, but I hope you look forward to seeing it, end quote. While there aren't many details on the movie itself, Nintendo says that it will be co-financed by itself and Sony, with Nintendo footing more than 50% of the bill.
Barrett's on screen. Barrett, what's up?
He's just being disappointed, he just Barrett. He just wants to be sad boy, Barrett.
Not like this.
Hey, Avi was a big part of the Spider-Man movies, remember?
Yeah, when he forced Venom into Spider-Man 3 and it was a great fucking movie?
No, so
remember the great hit movie, The Maze Runner?
Remember, he got two great Spider-Man movies and then one bad one.
He helped produce the Morbius movie, right?
Yeah, but now he's just attached to everything, I think. I think it's like a deal with the Spider-Verse kind of shit. If it's the Sony-verse.
Listen, he did the Spider-Man, the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
He did the Tom Holland Uncharted, and now he's going to do the Tom Holland Zelda. And I, for one, couldn't be more excited.
I mean, I'd be down.
Yeah. You know Tom Holland is doing all the
the second Link starts talking, we're all going to fucking
regret
it. I've got people in my replies being like, oh, Chris Pratt was, cast as Mario and everybody freaked out and ended up being okay. You know what? The Mario movie was fine. But I want more than just fine, guys.
Okay. Oh.
It was fucking fine. And you're going to tell me that a live-action Legend of Zelda movie is also just going to be just fine? Nah, that shit's going to be bad.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not going to be bad. I'm also like, they were never going to make a Zelda movie where Link doesn't talk. I don't know why people thought this was going to happen. They weren't going to do the dream thing of giving it to Studio Ghibli to like make a movie where Link is silent.
No, Genndy Tartakovsky. That was always the dream.
They were never going to do that. I would prefer animated over live action. I think live action is a interesting direction to go with the Legend of Zelda movie. That said, I'm down to see what they come up with, right? Like, I want to see the first trailer and judge off of that, because I don't want to live in a world where they announce a live action Legend of Zelda and I go, like, there's no way possible that this could be that this could be good, yeah. Right? Like, I think there are directions you can take it that'll be fascinating, that could be interesting. Like, I've seen movies where I'm like, oh yeah, I could see a Zelda in this style. There was that movie Green Knight that I hated, but like, funny enough, if that was a Zelda movie, I could see parts of like the presentation of that movie working for what a Zelda thing could be.
Okay.
I'm curious to see who they cast. Link's gonna talk. Like, I think that's that thing we're gonna have to get over. And I think with Mario talking the Mario movie and saying full sentences as opposed to just Mamma Mia, like, that was the thing that I got over pretty quickly. Like, yeah. I think
Mario movie was fun.
I thought Mario movie was really good. And so I'm not too mad at this. Again, not the direction I would have chose if I had my dream Zelda movie, but
sure.
You know,
you have your dream Zelda games. So
that's the thing. Yeah. I'm more so curious on what kind of Zelda do they adapt. Is this going to be the Legend of Zelda classic, like NES? Is this going to be an Ocarina of Time type situation? Is this going to be more based on Breath of the Wild or a Wind Waker? A live-action Wind Waker would be really weird. But, like, I'm more so curious on where they take that direction of the story.
I bet they're going to do it where they start it where, you know, Link's always a man out of time, right? He doesn't have a fairy, whatever. He's not this thing.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start it with him in present day. And he finds like a portal and he's got to go over there and save some people.
Are you describing the Mario movie?
Yeah.
From back in the day. It's terrible.
It is, but like, I wouldn't put it fucking past them. And like, I know, like, I get
I'm
it,
the
chat.
Hero of time?
Yeah. I know the chat is like, Barrett's a hating ass hater and all this stuff. And like, I'm very passionate about the Legend of Zelda. I have a lot of opinions on how to adapt it outside of a video game, which I think 9 times out of 10 is going to be a mistake. But come back to me in 6 years when this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's downing you on this movie's gonna fucking suck, right? Like, I think there's a good chance that this movie can fucking suck. But I also think for a Zelda movie, Zelda has already been so many things, and Zelda has already been interpreted in so many ways that I don't think live action is like, I don't think that's gonna be like the stab in the heart for what this movie is gonna be, right? Like, I think what's gonna be the stab in the heart is when they make Eminem make a song for this thing, you know?
I don't know if he'd be the first choice.
You don't think
but
so?
I mean, the Venom.
They already made the Venom song, Venom, right? Yeah. So they're gonna make.
Mark my words, it'll be Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd be down actually.
Are you excited for the Zelda movie? If you're listening on the audio thing, roll down your window and scream out yes or no. But if you want to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, go to this ad-free episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily and say on the post yes or no if you're excited for the Zelda movie. Then, of course, while you're there, enjoy more than 400 pieces of exclusive content. Enjoy the XCast today ad-free as it records. And, of course, enjoy knowing that you kept the dream that is Kind of Funny alive another day. However, guess what? You're not on patreon.com/kindoffunny right now. So here's a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Tis the season of giving. Get the perfect gift for a special someone, yourself, or both. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades and quick swap snow goggles that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers an unrivaled product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Y'all know I've been outside in the sun a lot playing Pokemon Go, and it's such a great experience wearing Shady Rays when I'm out and about looking dope. And that's not all. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost or broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out a very merry deal for this season. You can go to shadyrays.com, use code KINDOFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people by going to shadyrays.com, using code KINDOFUNNY, and you'll get 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. This episode's brought to you by Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills all in one place. And it has surprised multiple of my friends and people are kind of funny at how many subscriptions they have that they have forgot they're still paying for. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Seriously, think of how many free trials you've subscribed to that you've probably never canceled. That's why I'm such a big fan of Rocket Money. It's so easy to cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Number 3. I was doing the Dudley Boys 3, but Barry came to the IGN trailer. Remember this? Do you remember this, Plus?
Oh, this
the
is
IGN
the
IGN April
thing.
Fool's Day trailer. Yeah. That changed the trajectory of IGN April Fools for the rest of existence. If you are young and don't remember, IGN put up a trailer for live action Legend of Zelda movie that they actually went and put money into and time into and hired people to do and made it look really rad. And they put it up as a top story on April Fool's Day, whatever year, I forget. And so many people believed it that then for the rest of my time at IGN, Fran tried to force the video team to do stuff like this, and it was just like it would never ever hit this height again. Mm. You know what I mean? It was one of those.
I always liked the IGN April Fool stuff.
It was the problem is that this was so good that this should have just been a walk off home run because this was just so perfect. Like me and
because it was unexpected, and then every year after that it was expected.
Exactly, and that's when April Fools really got fucking annoying, where everybody was doing something. And I don't even mean like GameSpot. I mean like just every company, every Twitter, everything.
and just a nightmare of like it just being a worthless day.
This trailer is actually making me want this movie more.
Right?
Really? I'm like, actually, fuck, I'd watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me be excited about things, Barrett.
No.
No.
Are you excited about Embracer Group?
No.
Good. Number three, Embracer's Time Splitters Studio Free Radical faces closure. This is Andy Robinson over at VGC. Time Splitters developer Free Radical Design is at threat of being closed by owner Embracer Group just 2 years after it was reestablished, sources have told VGC. For the past 6 months, Embracer has been carrying out a, quote, restructuring program, which has already seen some game studios closed and some projects canceled. This includes the closure of studios like Saints Row developer Volition and Campfire Cabal, while others have reportedly been put up for sale, such as Borderlands maker Gearbox. According to people close to the Free Radical Design, the Nottingham UK-based studio has been part of the evaluation, and employees have now been notified that it could close. As required by UK employment law, PlayOn, the Embracer... No, I'm not doing this again.
Oh, fuck. Right, damn it.
It's Play On. It looks just like we were sick of being a confusing name, so we wrote one that looks like it sounds. Idiots. The Embracer division, which runs Free Radical, must consult employees for a minimum of 30 days before making any redundancies, including exploring ways of avoiding them. There remains a possibility that the studio could remain open then, should Embracer receive interest from third parties interested in acquiring it. However, VGC analysis of LinkedIn and social media shows that within the last 24 hours, at least 15 people employed at Free Radical have already published posts saying they're looking for work. That includes a lead game designer, senior artist, senior technical artist, game designer, and the studio's IT manager.
Branding can be evil sometimes. We're doing a restructuring program. A restructuring program, aka we're closing off studios and laying off hundreds of people.
Right.
We're going to call it a restructuring program to make it like not as evil.
To not ever bring up a restructuring deal up, right?
That's an insane spin. But also this sucks to see in here, right? Like, I mean,
of course
we've talked about this with
Volition. We're mad and talking shit about Embracer Group, not Free Radical.
Yeah, no. And like, it sucks that like, you know, you the people who are working at the studio, right, got started on the studio only a couple years ago, and yeah. they're making a return of a game that is a cult classic, of a series that's a cult classic, right? Bringing back Time Splitters, a lot of people are excited about that, and they don't even get the seemingly, right? They might not even make it to their first game,
yeah,
because guess what? Our parent company made a deal with Saudi Arabia that fell through.
$2 billion gone.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah,
and upsetting.
It's the normal thing of how bad this year has been for layoffs and closures, and of course, it's all one of the huge references I bring up all the time is this Embracer Group June 2023 thing, right, where they had their earnings call or whatever, and we're like, "Yep, $2 billion fell through last night. We're fucked." Mm. And you can continue to see every person underneath that C-suite be punished for it.
Yeah,
while these people are not, even though the COO just left, but I mean, like. I don't think he was probably punished for leaving. You know what I mean? He'll be fine. He'll get another COO job or whatever the fuck else. Mm-hmm. But all these people now going to LinkedIn, excited to come back and bring back Time Splitters because Embracer Group, of course, has seen so much success by resurrecting these AA franchises that people know the name of and maybe have a friendly memory of playing in high school or junior high in somebody's Addison's fucking basement.
Yeah.
Now we're putting all these people's lives on.
He didn't? No? Just a one floor.
A ranch. He had a ranch.
Yeah, but he did have a large backyard. Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
not good for playing games. He had
a trampoline and a pool back there.
Oh wow, in ground or above ground?
Above.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, any pool I like, but an above ground pool always seemed cool. Climb up the ladder, jump in, yeah. Swim to the edge.
Yeah.
Fall really cool. Off the side.
Just play a lot of Marco Polo in that pool. That's how big the pool was. It was big enough for us to play Marco Polo in it.
Well, you're a kid too. That's hard to say. You know what I mean?
It's true. Yeah, you're not wrong. I was gonna say something about this. Sorry.
I mean, what else can we say?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, it
Embracer
also sucks.
Fucking sucks.
Like,
for
obviously,
this.
It sucks firstly for the workers, right? But mm-hmm. then, like, you know, you talk about the AA franchises. I agree, right? But like, God, in the timeline where they are actually doing these franchises, right? And it is, hey, let's put out another Saints Row and actually make it good. Let's put out a Time Splitters and actually make it good. Let's bring back Red Faction. Let's do these Lord of the Rings games and actually make them good, right? Like. Let's at least make them 7s out of 10, right? If we can't get to 8 or 9, yeah. Like, let's actually make these things dope. Like, that would be such I think that would be an exciting thing as somebody
for
who
sure.
grew up during the PS2 era and I played hella THQ games, right? Like, I would so enjoy them doing that. And I think, the SpongeBob Cosmic Shake game was pretty cool. It was pretty good, right, Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think having more of those could be exciting and would be exciting. But now, yeah, because of this, because
it's just, this goes back to something Eka said on the show Monday, which was heartening for me, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's so, and it's because we think it, and I don't think I've ever expressed it this way, but you've heard me talk shit in question Embracer at every move. Every time they've done anything, even when they were just THQ Nordic, I was like, why do you want to be THQ? I've been like, what the fuck are you doing? And Eka said it so perfectly on Monday when we were talking about layoffs and stuff, where he's just like, you know, sometimes you see these kind of moves, not the restructuring, but the what the fuck is Embracer doing? Mm-hmm. And you think, man, I'm just not a smart person. They have somebody over there that's a really smart person that's doing something.
Yeah.
And then you get here at the result, and you're like, no, they were never smart.
Yeah.
My first reaction of, are these games, can you buy up this many studios to make those kind of games and be profitable and be actually, you're going to continue to grow?
Yeah, and the result of this bad business and like having these, making these risky deals that are falling through, making these bad deals that are falling through is, and again, people being laid off, studios being closed, which is the first thing that sucks. But then like way under that, hey, you're never going to get a Volition Saints Row game ever again.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a Volition Red Faction game ever again, right? I'm speaking to me here. But like that stuff, that's something that
Bless is looking in the mirror.
That's something that
I need to understand.
That's something that I get mad about. Hey, guess what? You're not going to get a Time Splitters game.
Yep.
You're not going to get another SpongeBob game, probably, right? Like you're not going to get these games that you might have loved in your childhood, right? You have some level of looking forward to. I know these aren't for everybody. I know most people don't care about.
Every game's not for everybody.
Every game's not for everybody.
That's why you make a game with realistic expectations, and this is how much it needs to sell to be profitable.
Yeah.
That's why we'll invest this much. If then Embracer, you're Embracer, it's like, I'll buy every fucking property ever.
And if Embracer didn't exist, if Embracer didn't come through and do that, I would be getting another Volition Saints Row game, probably, right? Like, Volition wouldn't have to shut down under this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this sucks.
It does suck.
Stop it.
Stop it. Number four on the Roper Report. The James Bond owner didn't want another video game until Hitman developer pitched Project 007. This is the one, the only Ryan Dinsdale at IGN.com. The James Bond rights holders, The James Bond rights holders weren't interested in making another video game until Hitman developer IO Interactive pitched Project 007. As reported by GamesRadar, IO Interactive co-owners Hakan Abrak and Christian Elverdam told Edge magazine they had a hard time convincing the James Bond owners to let them make a game in that universe, with poorly received recent releases perhaps putting them off. Quote, our impression was clearly that at the time they were not looking for a game, said Abrak. And I think it's fair that they might not have been super happy with some of the later games, end quote. There hasn't been a James Bond release in a while, but the latest two were 2010's 007 Bloodstone, which IGN said was mediocre, and 2012's 007 Legends, which IGN said was bad. Compared to the more traditional shooter experiences, Elverdam said IO Interactive instead proposed an entry less focused on endless violence and more on being a spy that only took down critical targets, which sounds a lot like the Hitman games. Project 007 was announced in 2020, but IO Interactive still hasn't said lots about it. We do know that it will have an original story, however, and Elverdam has previously called it an agent fantasy. The developer is also putting Hitman on hiatus while it works on the James Bond game.
I'm so excited.
That sounds awesome.
It sounds incredible. I love the idea of, yeah, like taking the skill you have from Hitman and making something that is quote unquote the agent fantasy, which to me says, yeah, we're making a game that has the same kind of like, you know, intricate level of taking out targets and stuff as Hitman, but you're going to have way more gadgets like James Bond, 100%. Right? Like you're going to have those tools. And that sounds fun as hell. I also love the idea that they did not want another James Bond game because we've had so many L's for the James Bond games franchises. And IO Interactive gave them a pitch. Like, first of all, this came from IO Interactive, right? Yeah. This wasn't a, hey, let's approach IO and give them an IP. And
you
like,
saw what they're doing with Hitman? We should go talk to those guys about James
Bond.
Yeah,
no, this was IO being like, no, we want to make a James Bond game. Like, we think we can make a really good James Bond game, yeah. Right? And they come with the pitch, and they're able to convince them to give them the IP. I think that's absolutely really cool. And so, very excited for this game.
IO incredibly talented, and I would be down for the agent fantasy.
Yeah.
Number five on the Roper Report. Not a fantasy, a reality. Elon Musk says he'll look into PlayStation and Xbox removing Twitter integration. This is Jordan Midler at VGC. Elon Musk has said he will look into why Xbox and PlayStation are no longer offering players the option to share content to X, formerly known as Twitter. Until recently, both consoles, as well as the Nintendo Switch, allowed players to post their captured screenshots and videos directly to Twitter from their consoles. However, Microsoft announced in April that it had to disable the feature, and earlier this week, Sony confirmed plans to do the same. Although the reason for this hasn't been officially stated, it may be related to sweeping changes to Twitter's API, which appear to be designed to make larger corporations on the platform pay significant amounts of money to access or for access to the API. On Tuesday, Twitter account X News Daily posted that X's plans to be, quote, a major streaming platform will be less convenient for console players now that Xbox and PlayStation integration is gone. Replying to the post, Musk said, I will look into this. Fucking trying to be Batman and Batman and Batman Begins.
I'll look into it.
That's the reply he says to anything that anybody critiques the site about. Oh, interesting. I'll see what this is about.
Pretty good Musk impression.
Interesting. Spoilers, this will never be fixed and it's going away. Twitter is on fire and a trash dump and X is stupid.
They're turning into a major streaming platform. I missed that part.
Oh, didn't you know they're everything?
Yeah,
it's gonna be your financial platform too. You just use Twitter or X to pay for everything.
They're gonna be like PayPal.
Apparently,
wasn't PayPal?
If you trust these people, these chuckleheads.
Oh man, I'm totally gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna link my bank account to X.
Have you gotten your DMs yet? Have you gotten your DM phone calls from people?
No, not yet.
I'm turning that shit off immediately.
Is it on by default?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like it's your privacy settings. So I think if your DMs are already set to private, it's only then like, you know.
No, my DMs are set to private, everybody.
Somebody called it Blessing via DM right now. All right, I'll be stoked.
Do not.
I'll see
it. Do not. Stay on my DMs.
Number 6. Dead by Daylight is crossing over with Chucky. There's just a Nobel tweet in the trailer here. Dead by Daylight cross Chucky, November 28th. Let's watch the trailer, Barry.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the trailer yet.
Everybody loves Chucky.
Because I'm not seeing the Chucky movies, but I imagine Chucky's a small doll.
He's
right?
A doll, yeah, doll. Yeah.
And so like he's dollless.
He's got a hit show right now starring Devin Sawa.
Yeah, he's also in that show Rugrats. But I like the idea of being chased after like a foot tall doll.
A toy you'll simply die for. Your new best friend is back with his signature stripes and lifelike eyes. This good guy is always ready for some fun. You'll want to keep an eye on him. You never know what trouble he'll get into next. If you lose track of him, don't fret.
I kind of want to see. I want to see what this plays like.
He'll always find his way back to you.
It's like, do you always have to be looking down for this guy?
I was going to say, is it like Odd Job in 007?
Yeah. Corona?
Bring home your friend till the end. Because if you don't...
You're dead. You hear me? Dead.
Disassembly of parts, body and otherwise, may be required. Good guys is not responsible for maiming, dismemberment, amputation, laceration, strangulation, bodily harm, or death of any kind.
Better wrap it.
Dead by Daylight, man.
Yeah.
Still
did you see that they're adding
crushing.
Naughty Bear?
Yeah, I did see that.
That's insane.
Naughty. Is that legitimately insane.
Yeah. Good for them. Should we play it? Do we need to pick this game up?
Dead by Daylight?
Yeah.
It's never clicked for me, man. Just putting people on the hooks. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I like the objective stuff of a Friday 13th or
Predator. Put
a, no, like, yeah, well, no. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh. Yeah. That's the other thing is, like, is Chucky tall enough to be putting these people on hooks?
They said in the chat he is small in the game, so there you go.
I just want to see what the gameplay looks like.
Maybe there'll be tiny hooks.
Oh, like the hooks are
right
close to the ground.
When I was watching that trailer, and this is going to piss off people, some people, but stick with me because I'm insulting myself in my own interests or whatever. I had gotten looped in on X thread, I don't know, 2-4 weeks ago. That was some guy who was like, when there was the tease of the new Ghostbusters movie trailer coming out, he was just like, I guess he's in the movies, like we're into games or whatever, but he's just like, is there another 80s franchise that just didn't deserve any modern fandom like Ghostbusters? Like, it was a fine movie. Why do people like base their entire personalities on it or whatever? And clearly, he wasn't talking about me, but
he
was like one of those things that I read and I'm like, I love Ghostbusters. He's not wrong that hey, these four guys started a business of catching ghosts and everybody's like, oh, this is a fucking franchise the rest of time.
I was thinking about the same thing recently after we did our Ghostbusters Rise of Ghostbusters stream, where I'm like, is there something I missed about Ghostbusters?
But it's like for Chucky, watching the Chucky thing, like that, I think applies to Chucky as well. I love horror movies, you know, but I watched the first Child's Play as a kid and I was like, it's fucking scary. I wasn't like, I need another. Nor do I need another like, and another and another and a streaming series and a reboot and now him in a game. Like, and more power to you, Chucky fans.
Mm-hmm.
I love Devin Sawa. I'm glad he's getting paid from this. I'm just like, that's crazy. But I understand. I'm looking through my own mirror here. Speaking of, remember I'm reacting to the new Ghostbusters trailer right after this. But for now, Bless, I can't wait to see What IP is made today that in 40-some years we'll be talking about and our kids will be talking about on Games Daily? Mm-hmm. But that day's so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom-and-grop shops, where would I go?
You would go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kind of Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Now it's like playing nice.
Yeah, now it's like,
I'm a gentle fog machine.
It enjoyed the show.
Risk of Rain returns. Switch and PC is out today. Gunhead PC and PlayStation 5 is out today. And Like a Dragon Guide and The Man Who Erased His Name is out today on all the PlayStations, all the Xbox and PC. New dates for you. Valfaris Mechatherion launches November 21st on your personal computer.
How did you pronounce all that so smoothly?
I've
seen you struggle with so many other words.
Simple words.
Yeah.
English words.
And you nailed it. Valfaris Mechatherion.
You want to know what really happened there? I can tell you a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that when I saw it was new dates, while I was saying new dates for you, I was reading the title already. I was ahead of myself.
You're ahead of yourself.
I didn't panic. Smart. But also, I did really well in one of the other stories with a couple words that weren't normal for me. And it was just, you know, just power through. Just go. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
We ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later. We got nothing wrong. Congratulations to us. That's a perfect game, everybody. High five, bless. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news you need to know about. If you like that, of course, write in to be part of the show, kindoffunny.com/KFGD. Then tune in to watch us record live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames and youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. If you're watching live, kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Tell your friends about it. Like, subscribe, share to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames for all our content, including Barrett and I's special presentations that are up right now. Why not go to youtube.com/kindoffunny? Where, of course, I'll be reacting to that Ghostbusters trailer right after this with Tim Geddes. Of course, you could help us, support us, love us, appreciate us. If you went to patreon.com/kindoffunny and gave us a few of your bucks, of course, you'd get goodies like every show ad-free, the ability to watch the XCast live as it records this afternoon, more than 400 episodes of exclusive content and more, only on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, it is Wednesday only, somehow. Does this week feel like it's long for you?
No, it's going by pretty quickly, actually.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's... Sorry. Yeah, I agree that it's... I feel like I should be deeper in the week, but I'm not like, oh, these days go on forever. It's just more like I'm exhausted. It's only
Wednesday. Woke up today thinking it was Tuesday. Okay. I was like, there's no way it's already Wednesday.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, then.
But also, it's been a surprisingly chill week for me.
Yeah.
I think after beating Alan Wake 2 and after getting through like most of the review season, now it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was at my desk just on Twitter. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell my bosses. I was just on Twitter just scrolling. Yeah, yeah. I got bored. I was like, let me watch a YouTube video or two.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, what do we got? Blessy's got to do something on Mondays.
Oh, do I?
I'm just saying, maybe we should shake up the schedule heavy on one
usually
show.
Usually I am more
he
busy.
Was on the Next Gen podcast.
I did have
Monday.
The next Nailed thing it. Is usually the Next Gen podcast or like some different thing pops up or like there's a game review. It just happened that this Monday I was like, oh, all right, cool, Next Gen podcast. And then what, yesterday?
And you love that Next Gen podcast. You're always talking about how much you love doing it with Roger.
Yeah. Oh god, Roger's my favorite guy.
Fuck you, Greg.
Oh, Barrett's on the
Barrett's
podcast
on
too.
That show too.
I keep forgetting
Shit.
Barrett's on that
Fuck,
show.
I'm sorry. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Watch Barrett on the Next Gen podcast. Tomorrow it's going to be Blessing and Tim. Friday
Were you
will
on
be
the
Tim
last
and
episode,
Blessing.
Barrett? That we just put it. It was a one-on-one. It was a one-on-one with me and Barrett.
You oh, Roger wasn't even on that.
Roger
episode.
Wasn't even on that one.
Huh?
Y'all should watch that one. Part of that show too. That's what we're saying. You're my
no,
favorite
we,
part
no,
of that show.
This is all. We're all. This is all at Barrett's expense.
Oh, okay.
No, we're saying we're talking. Yeah, fuck off. Yeah, that's right, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily. If you're watching live on Twitch, you're gonna roll right into us reacting to the Ghostbusters trailer. If you're watching live on YouTube, there's a new link, and this link would be on YouTube.com/kindoffunny instead of Kind of Funny Games because it's a movie, unless I got that wrong. And when that ends, you'll come back to YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames, where there'll be another link where you can watch the boys and the girl, I believe, play Fortnite OG. Unless something's changed, you never know.
When you said the boys, I thought we were doing some kind of like the boys reaction thing.
That's coming eventually.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Did you watch Gen V?
Oh yeah, I love Gen V. Okay, it's like my favorite season of TV this year. I saw they uploaded some new posters for the next boy season, and it's a picture of Homelander and a picture of Butcher. Thank you. And
they kissing?
No, like they're separate pictures.
Oh.
But like, and obviously, like Homelander, terrible character, like all this stuff, right? But like, such
well,
a good
character,
great villain, right? Like, but terrible person in the show. But I looked at that poster and I was like, fuck, dude, I kind of want to hang this in my room. Like, this guy Homelander looks really cool in this poster in a way where I'm like, fuck, man, he's such a good villain. But all it's right. also it's also like having like a picture of like Hitler on my wall, yeah. you know? Yeah, like, yeah, I can't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm like, he's such a good villain, you know?
Yeah.
So okay. menacing. Shout out to Gen V. Watch Gen V.
Everybody watch Gen V. Everybody tells me it's great. I'll watch it eventually.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I'm busy, man. I got games to play and sleep. I'm tired all the time.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.